Just as an artist can select different pens and brushes to achieve different results, the Win32 API provides conceptual pens and brushes in code, which allow us to modify the way in which things are drawn. Via pens and brushes, it was possible to draw the shapes in the screenshot shown on the first slide, with different colors, hatch patterns, and styles. Box A, Pens, Part 1. Pens are used to draw lines, curves, and also to draw the border of solid shapes like rectangles and ellipses. The properties of a pen are described with the log pen structure. The LOPN style member specifies the pen style. Some common styles are PS Solid, PS Dot, and PS Dash. As always, see the documentation for all the details. The second member, LOPN Width, specifies the thickness of the pen in pixels. And the third member, LOPN Color, specifies the pen color. Now a new Win32 data type is used here called ColorRef. This structure used 24 bits of a 32-bit integer value to describe a color. 8 bits are used to describe red, 8 bits to describe green, and 8 bits to describe blue. The mixing of different intensities of these three primary colors allows us to make millions of other colors. As you will see in box B, you do not need to worry about manipulating the bits of a ColorRef object to specify the color, since the Win32 API provides a convenient macro to do this for you. Box B, Pens, Part 2. So here we show an example of creating a pen. First, we fill out a log pen structure, specifying the properties of the pen we want. Notice the use of the RGB macro, which takes three parameters. The first parameter corresponds to a value in the range of 0 to 255 that specifies the intensity of red to contribute to the final color. Essentially, this range is a percent, where 0 denotes black and 255 denotes pure red, and middle values denote intermediate shades of red. The second parameter corresponds to a value in the range of 0 to 255 that specifies the intensity of green to contribute to the final color. The third parameter corresponds to a value in the range of 0 to 255 that specifies the intensity of blue to contribute to the final color. Once we have filled out a log pen structure, we create the pen and obtain a handle to it via the createPenIndirect function, which takes a pointer to an initialized log pen object which specifies the properties of the pen to create. After we have obtained a handle to a pen, in order to use it, we must select it to a device context with the SelectObject function. Any shapes drawn with the specified device context will use the selected pen to do the drawing. As always, once you are done with the pen, you should reselect the old default pen. You can easily do this since SelectObject returns a handle to the old pen. Finally, when you are done, you can delete the pen with the DeleteObject function, which takes a handle to the pen you want to delete. Box C, Brushes, Part 1. Brushes are used to fill in the interiors of solid shapes, like rectangles and ellipses. The properties of a brush are described with the log brush structure. The LB style member is the brush style. Some common styles are BS Solid, BS Null, and BS Hatched. The LB color member is used to specify the color of the brush, that is, the color interiors will be painted with. And the LB Hatch member specifies the brush hatching style. Some common hatching styles are HSB Diagonal and HS Cross. Box D, Brushes, Part 2. Once we have filled out a log brush structure, we create the brush and obtain a handle to it via the createBrushIndirect function, which takes a pointer to an initialized log brush object, which specifies the properties of the brush to create. After we have obtained a handle to a brush, in order to use it, we must select it to a device context with the SelectObject function. Now, any shapes drawn with the specified device context will use the selected brush to do the drawing. As always, once you are done with the brush, you should reselect the old default brush. You can easily do this since SelectObject returns a handle to the old brush. Finally, when you are done, you can delete the brush with the DeleteObject function, which takes a handle to the brush you want to delete.